Here's your morning brief for Thursday, August 6th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Facebook and Twitter took down a video posted by President Trump that the companies said violated their coronavirus misinformation policies. The clip showed Trump saying children are, quote, almost immune from COVID-19. The Trump campaign called it an example of Silicon Valley bias against the president. The IPO of the owner of Quicken Loans is turning out to be less lucrative than expected. The offering was priced to raise about $1.8 billion. That's down from a previous expectation of as much as $3.3 billion. Shares are expected to start trading in New York today. Investors this morning will be looking to see if U.S. unemployment claims numbers rise. This comes a day before the release of the U.S. jobs report for July. Most Asian markets finished slightly higher today, while European shares were down in early trading. And Bristol-Myers Squibb, Uber, and T-Mobile report earnings today. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.